Welcome to WYCE's Community Connection. Community Connection is a weekly public affairs program produced in partnership with The Rapidian, a hyperlocal news service of the Grand Rapids Community Media Center. Community Connection brings to you diverse perspectives and viewpoints from community leaders across West Michigan. I'm your host, Allison Donahue. And today on our show is Megan Distel, the president and CEO of Broadway Grand Rapids, and Jennifer Pasqua, I hope I'm saying that right, the marketing director. Please correct me on your last name.
No, you're right. It's actually Pasqua.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. Well, thank you both so much for coming into the studio today to talk with us. I hear there's exciting news with Broadway Grand Rapids. Could you fill us in on what that is?
Of course. Thank you for having us. We're excited to be here and talk a little bit about our 24-25 Broadway Grand Rapids season, which we just launched last month, and some exciting new shows coming to Grand Rapids. Actually, five brand new titles that have never been on stage, and then two repeats, but favorites are coming in the 24-25 season. So in total, Grand Rapids can look forward to 9 weeks of Broadway next season.
Is that pretty typical? Do we usually do like a 9 week season?
You know, this current season, we also have 9 weeks of Broadway and again, seven different shows. And it's become so, people I think in Grand Rapids are really starting to come out and enjoy the theater so much that people are taking notice in the industry, and we can support that many weeks of Broadway. So yeah, that's kind of become our new normal.
Tell me about these shows. I'm not a huge theater person. As much as I love when I do get to catch them, I'm not familiar with all of them.
Well, you know, we may change your mind after we share some of these shows that
are
coming our way.
Do.
But yeah, let's get right to it. We've got Beetlejuice kicking off this new season, and the timing I don't think could have been more perfect. This is happening in October, right before Halloween. And, you know, it's really based on the movie Beetlejuice.
Yeah, Tim Burton's kind of cult classic, and tells the story of a teenage girl who befriends a deceased couple and a demon. And it's actually wildly entertaining. And the staging is terrific, and some great songs. And, you know, again, people know the movie and will really love how this is played out in stage. And it's just going to be a lot of fun. It also has a deeper message and kind of on love and family and making the most of every day. So we're thrilled to be opening our season with Beetlejuice in October.
Yeah. Is that a family-friendly show?
It's I would say that it's, you know, high school age and up. It's got a little bit of adult humor in it, but I think that most adults will know, be familiar with some of Tim Burton's work, mm-hmm. and kind of make a decision on whether they think that their kid, it's age appropriate for their family. And then we've got Mamma Mia, another that actually is quite a family title.
It is. It's happening during Thanksgiving weekend, which is really nice because here in West Michigan, we're always looking for something to do. And that is, of course, a story of a mother and daughter and three possible dads.
Yes. And it's a lot of fun, set to the music of ABBA. It really is true sort of escapism and, you know, on a Greek island paradise and all the fun that ensues. And what's really interesting about this show is it is the 25th anniversary of Mamma Mia, and it's the original director and creative team. And so it's sort of the big production that came out, you know, in 2011, I think, or 2001, excuse me, when it first launched. And audiences are just going crazy for it to come back again, because I think there's some nostalgia there as well. Maybe you saw it a long time ago, or you saw the movie, and now to be able to see it on stage with maybe, you know, the next generation is something that we always love, that multi-generations can enjoy the experience.
Yeah, so our next show is something we actually announced last season that's coming here for this current upcoming season. Moulin Rouge, happening in January, running until that first weekend of February. And talk about like the stage being spectacular and the choreography being phenomenal. It's really based off of the movie.
Yeah, it is based off of Baz Luhrmann's movie, and it's got a lot of all popular music. So, you know, songs from Sia and Beyonce. And so fans are going to really enjoy the music. It has a feel of nostalgia because of that. And the story is a love story, sort of turn of the century Paris in the Moulin Rouge. And it's one of those musicals that really sweeps you away to another time and place, which is what also we love about watching stories unfold, is they really can take you to another experience.
Are these all musicals? Do they all have
Funny you should ask.
Yes. Next up after that, we've got Clue. So if you love the board game Clue, you're going to love this play that we're bringing in March. And I would say that's going to be family friendly, of course, in some instances, because who doesn't love a whodunit type of story?
Yeah, it's a murder mystery, and you know, based on the fun Hasbro board game, and just a 90-minute play. But it's really fun to have something a little bit different, offering a little bit of variety in our season with those sort of big musicals that we're going to have in the fall, and then in the spring have something a little bit different for audiences to enjoy. And I honestly, I think it's really well written, great comedy, and a fun night out at the theater.
And I know that we had mentioned previously we had a big season reveal event at the DeVos Performance Hall. And the next show, the crowd really got to have a part in this announcement. We're talking about the Neil Diamond musical, Beautiful Noise, happening April 1st through the 6th of 2025.
Yeah, and it has all the familiar Neil Diamond songs like America and Forever in Blue Jeans and, of course, Sweet Caroline. But what's really great about this is it tells a lot about the story of the man behind the music. Neil Diamond was, you know, an icon and is an icon. He's still around, but you know, sold over 120 million albums worldwide. I mean, he's really a superstar, and the story itself is very poignant and tells a lot about his upbringing and how he kind of got inspired. So we're really thrilled. This is still on Broadway, and to have it here in Grand Rapids next season will be really fun.
Then we're going to close it off with one that, you know, surprisingly to me, I didn't think it was going to get the response that it did from the crowd. But when you announced this the other night, the crowd went wild. I was getting texts from people saying, oh, that's my favorite 90s movie. We're talking about Pretty Woman the musical.
Yeah. And it, you know, really combines the best of sort of Hollywood and Broadway. You know, of course, it's such a fun rom-com movie that people have seen over and over. But when you have a stage production, then you kind of get to relive your favorite characters and some of those same moments from the movie, but on stage. And it's got music by Bryan Adams, and it's kind of like comfort food. Pretty Woman is going to be a real crowd pleaser. That kind of is, we've got one more show, and we have one more surprise, a big one, and that is that Hamilton's returning for the third time and in about 6 years. But it is so fun to have Hamilton be returning. It's just such a crowd pleaser. It's great for families, and you know, obviously history, you know, gives a lot of lessons, but has everything.
It does. Have you seen Hamilton yet?
I have seen Hamilton, not on stage, but I have seen it, and it is a fun show. Maybe that's the one that'll get me into the theater.
Yeah,
to
you
watch.
Don't have to travel to Chicago or Detroit. Right. You've got this right here in Grand Rapids to be able to bring a show of that caliber.
That really is something that we like to share with audiences, that, you know, having Broadway in Grand Rapids, how much that means. Like Jennifer said, you don't have to travel out of state and, you know, deal with travel costs and more expensive prices for tickets. It's right here in our own backyard, and it really impacts the downtown landscape. It helps the economy thrive with the restaurants and hotels, bringing all that business into the downtown area, and it's just great for Grand Rapids. It's great for business, and for us to have such incredible arts and culture right here.
Yeah, we are always in need of places to come together and enjoy together, which the theater obviously is a great place for that.
It's a gathering place, for sure.
And it's just a reminder that we want to be able to give this experience to everyone. And so this is a really good time for us to maybe talk about our Broadway Arts Access Initiative, which we've really developed even more so in the past year since we launched it, trying to offer the opportunities to give a ticket not only to certain facets of our community, but, you know, reminding people that they do belong. They do belong here, and they are, you know, invited to come and see a show. And so right now on our website, if you go to BroadwayGrandRapids.com, you can learn more about Broadway Arts Access. But you also, if you know individuals who may qualify to be able to become a recipient for some of these seats.
Yeah, exactly. We, you know, we're a nonprofit organization, and, you know, our mission is to bring in the best of Broadway, but it's also to share it with the community. And that's why this initiative is very, very important to us. So all year long, we're raising funds to be able to provide tickets, scholarship tickets to not just kids at schools, but to families who want to go together and build those memories, or just community organizations. And it's something we're really proud of, and we're continuing to grow all the time. As Jennifer said, we want people to not only feel that Broadway is attainable, but that when they go, that they're welcomed and that they belong.
How many tickets are you expecting or hoping to give out this upcoming season through that program?
We're hoping to minimally give out 1,000 tickets. So, we're constantly, the more funds we have, the more tickets we can give. And then, as Jennifer said, we're just hoping that we can spread the word of how to apply. And we have applications right on our website so that, teachers, even, families can apply for those tickets. And it's a very easy process. But again, the more support we have from the community, the more we can give back.
And that website URL is?
BroadwayGrandRapids.com.
All right. You heard it. That's where to go to check out and find out how you can help get other people into the theater and find out also how you can get tickets, I'm guessing, too.
Exactly. Yeah. And, we are just thrilled with this 24-25 season and all the great things happening at Broadway Grand Rapids. But we're still in the middle of our 23-24 season, and we've got some really big shows coming to Grand Rapids in the next few months.
Yeah, we've got To Kill a Mockingbird coming in April, and then we've got Wicked in May. And then
for 3 weeks.
3 weeks. 3 weeks. And then in July, we're closing off this current season with MJ the Musical.
What has been your favorite show that has happened in this current season that we're in?
Oh, that's not fair. All of them have been spectacular in their individual ways, don't you think?
Yeah, they have. But I mean, I guess what I would say is that one that I was surprised by that I didn't know that much about that really, really, I just loved it was Funny Girl. Mm-hmm. We opened our season and it's a classic, Barbara Streisand film, but I didn't know that much about it. And the talent was so off the charts incredible, and the story was funny as well as poignant and had a lot of dancing, and I just left that show, kept thinking about it. So to me, that was a big surprise for me this season about how much I absolutely loved it.
Yeah, and I kind of am leaning into the whole Tina Turner the Musical. That would just brought out a whole different vibe, and to see how West Michigan got excited about that and in all different ways, that was fun too.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you'll be fans of this Neil Diamond one then.
Absolutely. Having stories about real people is really inspirational, because we just often don't know what goes on behind closed doors or what an artist went through all their success. And Tina Turner is a great example, because she is a true warrior in all that she dealt with in her life. And Neil Diamond, again, I mean, we just simply don't know all the things that happened. And when you learn about it, it makes the music even more powerful and makes you appreciate him as an artist even more.
So are tickets available now for this 2024-2025 season?
Well, season subscriptions are available right now. So that is what we're encouraging people to do. If you want to guarantee a seat for all of those shows, that's the best way to do it.
Yeah, season packages are available, and we try to make it as a lot of different price points, as well as we have a 7-installment payment plan with zero interest. So, there's a lot of ways to, and this is just really fun to have it on the calendar. And as you can see with so many shows, that there's almost one every month. So it kind of gives you something to look forward to, a date night or a girls' night out, night on the town. And again, it just supporting Grand Rapids and supporting the arts. But after the season ticket process, beginning late summer, single tickets will be on sale.
Yeah. And that's a good opportunity to sign up for our free e-club, because that will let you know when those tickets are available before the general public knows. And so if you sign up on our website, you'll be able to get all of those alerts and keep posting what's happening over at Broadway Grand Rapids.
A season subscription means that you're getting one seat for all 7 shows. And so it's one price. And if you want to go with a friend, you get 2 seats, and it would be the same seat for, if you go on Tuesday night, you would have the same seat for each of the shows. And the nice thing, though, is a season ticket holder can exchange if you aren't able to go to one. There's other perks involved, like the payment plan, as we mentioned, and dining and parking discounts that we offer. Now, with the package this year, all 7 shows are included, but you can customize it and remove Mamma Mia or Hamilton and make it a 5 show. So really, we offer some flexibility if you want to see 5, 6, or 7 shows during the season. But as Jennifer said, it's really the best way to guarantee your seats. Yep. Because shows are selling out. It's amazing how much Grand Rapids is supporting the arts. And a lot of times there's just not that many tickets left by the time the show gets to town. So it's the best way to guarantee that you can get to see these.
Yeah. And if you keep posted and follow us on our social media pages too, you'll realize that some shows also offer a rush ticket. Mm-hmm. So that is available for students and educators at a discounted price. So that's also available.
And lottery tickets.
And lottery tickets as well. So what a lottery means is there is a set price for this lottery, but you enter this lottery in order to be selected so that you can purchase those discounted tickets.
Yeah.
We are just about out of time. Is there anything else that you want our listeners to hear before we sign off?
Well, you know, again, I think this is a great opportunity. Remember, this is in our own backyard. We can take advantage of it. There's various ways that we want you to be part of this. So if you head onto our website, send us an email. We're more than happy to have various conversations with you. And, you know, we're also celebrating our 35th anniversary this season. So we are having a lot of different events in different spaces and places where we're connecting with the community. So if you don't know anything about Broadway, we're happy to share with you.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, again, our mission is to bring this great theater here. And we just always like to remind the community that, you know, this is one of the things that makes Grand Rapids special, a special place to live and work. And Broadway adds to the quality of life, having the ability to see these types of shows. So even if you think it's not attainable for you, as Jennifer, you know, we've said all program here that there are ways to make tickets accessible. And you know, we appreciate the community support.
Great. Well, thank you both so much for coming on the show today and giving us a sneak peek into this upcoming season.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. You've been listening to WYCE's Community Connection, a weekly public affairs program produced in partnership with The Rapidian, a hyperlocal news service of the Grand Rapids Community Media Center. I'm your host, Allison Donahue, and that's our program for this week. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you again next week, same place, same time, on WYCE 88.1 FM.